哈利路亚，再一次向诸位在座的好朋友、弟兄姐妹大家问安。
And so once again, we welcome all the friends, brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we have a sermon.
今天下午要跟大家一起来思考的是得到新生命。
And so for this afternoon, I would like to share with everyone about receiving a new life.
在开始之前，我们来看圣经当中的一段经文。
And so before we begin, let's look at a passage in the Bible.
请看新约圣经马可福音五章二十五节。
If we look at Mark chapter 5, verse 25.
我们从二十五节读到三十四节。
So Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, 26, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse, 27. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garments, 28. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well, 29. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction, 30. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and asked, Who touched my clothes? 31. But his disciples said to him, You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, Who touched me? 32. And he looked around to see her who had done this thing, 33. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. 34. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.
我们看到2000年前在主耶稣身边有一个妇人她发生的故事。
And so here we have, see a story of a woman who was around Jesus Christ.
大家刚刚细细品味过这一段文字。
And so we have quickly read through this, the words.
不晓得有什么感受。
And I don't know if you have any feeling towards this.
我们发觉这个主角，这个妇人，她生命当中有一个困境。
And so this main character in her life, she had an affliction.
我们想回我们自己或者我们身边的人。
And if we think back on ourselves or the people around us.
我们现在会不会对生活当中的某些问题也感到无能为力？
Do you feel that there's any problems where there is no solution?
是否对某些人生的困境跟变化感觉很无奈？
And that you feel that there's nothing, you feel you can't do anything to the changing or this life or afflictions.
我不晓得你们的状况。
And I don't know what your situation is.
但是我想世界各地的人都是一样的。
But I believe everyone around the world feels the same way.
可能有些人的状况健康越来越差。
Maybe some people struggle with health issues.
有些人的婚姻出了一些问题还没有人知道。
Maybe people have issues in marriage that no one knows about.
有人的工作开始面对不稳定啊。
Or maybe there's insecurity in your jobs.
甚至在跟自己最亲爱的儿女在教养上发生问题。
Or maybe there are some issues in your relationship with your children.
或者在跟别人的相处这个关系上也有困难。
Or maybe there are struggles in your relationship with other people.
甚至有人一直等不到结婚的对象。
Or some people are still waiting for to find their spouse.
或者是经济上有压力。
Or maybe there are some financial burdens.
谈到经济，就算我们现在拥有比别人还多的财富。
And even if we own more than what other people have.
我们发觉生命当中面临的一些问题，并不是金钱能够解决的。
We see that there are some problems in life that cannot be solved with money.
所以有人说，凡是用钱能够解决的，都还算是小问题。
So some people say, if you can solve the problem with money, then it's a small matter.
于是有人就讲到了态度啊。
And some people talk about attitude.
不管我们的能力怎么样。
No matter of our capabilities.
不管我们面对的问题有多大。
And no matter how big the problems we face.
但是我们应该保持乐观跟积极。
We should hold on to optimism.
可是小弟过去十几年发现。
And so I found out in the past decade or so.
就算我遇到的某些朋友，他非常的乐观。
I've encountered some friends who are very, very optimistic.
但是他的乐观依然带不走他家庭的重担。
But their optimism cannot support the burden of the family.
他的乐观仍然没办法突破他生命当中的困难。
The optimism cannot break through the problems in their lives.
所以我们看到这个妇人啊，她的问题是用乐观能够解决的吗？
And so for this woman, can optimism just solve her problems?
因为我们有时候面对的问题是远远超过我们能力跟知识所能够处理的。
And many times our problems are beyond our capabilities and our knowledge.
这就是人生的实况。
And this is the challenge in life.
常常充满了忧愁跟苦闷。
And it is filled with sorrow and difficulties.
所以我们华人有一句话，俗谚，谚语。我们华人有一句谚语。
So there's a saying.
我先念啊，再看翻译会不会翻啊，就是人生不满百，常怀千岁忧啊。人生不满一百年，常常怀着有一千年的忧愁。
And so even though your life may not even span 100 years, but you have 1,000 years of worries.
大家觉得这句话形容得怎么样？会不会旁边很多人有这种感触呢？
Now, do not many people feel this way.
就像我们看到刚才经文当中的这一位女主角。
And just like with the woman in the passage that we read.
她生命当中的这个疾病已经缠磨她12年了。
And this woman's affliction had followed her for 12 years.
在这当中她找过许多的医生。
And so she had gone to many physicians.
甚至在花尽了她的钱财。
And she had spent all her money.
结果她的问题没有解决，更严重。
Her problem was not solved, but instead it got worse.
这生命的困境越来越大。
And so the affliction in her life got bigger.
我们当中有人面对生命的困境。
And sometimes we have afflictions in our lives.
虽然不一定像她是健康肉体上的。
It may not be a health issue.
但是在这当中，我们曾经试过多少的方法？
But how many methods have we used to solve our problems?
我们曾经咨询过多少的专家？
How many experts have we consulted?
我们查过多少的书籍？
How many books have we read through?
甚至在过去这一段时间，我们付出过很多有形跟无形的代价。
And maybe through the period of time, we've paid a great price, whether physically or not.
可能是时间上的。
And maybe it is time.
可能是精神上的。
Maybe emotional.
甚至是我们的钱财。
Or maybe it's our money.
或已经牺牲了我们人生原本设定的目标。
Or maybe we've even sacrificed our ultimate goal in life.
有人跟我说他人生没有梦想。
Someone told me they had no dreams in their life.
我觉得一定有过啊。
I imagine they must have had a dream once before.
即使是在30年前小时候。
Even if it's 30 years ago when they were younger.
我们都有人生阶段性的目标。
We all have a goal in each stage of life.
有些人发觉我们的目标好像越降越低。
Have you noticed the older you get, your goals come down lower and lower?
我们一直有目标。
We always have goals.
目标一直在修改。
But our goals are constantly being adjusted.
是我们本来要修改的吗？
Is it our choice to adjust?
不是啊，是有太多我们没有办法掌握的状况啊。
It's just that there are too many things beyond our control.
小弟听过一个我们台湾弟兄的见证。
I heard a testimony of a brother in Taiwan.
他在我们台湾的东部是原住民。
And so he is from the east region of Taiwan.
他说他14岁的时候啊，就觉得自己走路好像不是那么顺利。
He felt that when he walked at the age of 14, he had trouble walking.
可是他很乐观。
But he was very optimistic.
他觉得说自己年轻嘛，年轻就是本钱，有没有听过？
There is posterity in youth.
所以他总觉得这个小问题啊，有一天或许就会自己不见了。
He figured this problem he could outgrow.
结果经过4年，到了18岁，他发觉，他的膝盖好像越来越严重。
And four years later, when he was 18, he felt that in his knees that the problem got worse.
在2年当中，状况急转直下，变得很差。
And then the situation got worse.
他真的没有办法了。那个时候啊，他家里面很穷。
And so at that point, there was no other way, and his family was very poor.
所以他本来以为自己年轻，身体自己会比较好。
He thought since he was young, his body would naturally heal itself.
他也不太想上医院去另外花一大笔钱啊。
He did not want to go to a doctor or a hospital to spend more money.
真的不行了，20岁了，去到他附近一个很大的基督教医院。
And so when he was 20 years old, he went to a local Christian hospital.
去那边他其实一开始也不晓得要找哪一科的医师。
And actually, he didn't know what kind of doctor to look for.
后来人家告诉他，那你去看骨科或者是免疫科的。
And so they referred him to a different kind of specialist.
总算有人告诉他一个解决的方式了。
Because someone must have an answer.
他也去找专科医师了。
And so he went to a specialist.
专科医师一诊断出来，告诉他说：“你这个是少年型的风湿性关节炎。”
And so it's a young man's arthritis.
好啊，那就是免疫疾病啊。
And
免疫性的疾病。 好，你们听得懂就好了啦，我看你们都比他懂。好，那这个年轻人听了，你觉得呢？他就有一点安心啦。
And so he heard it, he felt better.
为什么呢？本来不知道问题在哪里，对不对？
He did not know what the problem was.
就好像我们遇到了生活的困难，我们发生意外了，我们的习惯是什么？
And so, for example, in our life, when we encounter unexpected situations, what is our natural reaction?
有没有发觉我们常常开一种会叫做检讨会？
We do a research committee.
我不是很喜欢开检讨会，我的教会都要开展望会的。look forward.
Okay, instead of looking back, we'd like to look forward.
检讨第一个要找原因嘛，做不好的原因是什么，对不对？
And so we have to research and find what the cause is.
我们人性的习惯就是这样，遇到很多问题，我们第一个先回想原因在哪里，哪里出错了。
And this is human nature. We want to find out why, what caused this wrong.
你找不到就没办法解决啊。
If you do not find the reason behind it, you cannot solve the problem.
这个年轻人本来不知道毛病出在哪里。
And so this young man did not know what the problem was.
我现在就找到医生了，专家告诉他，帮他找出原因了。
And then he found a doctor, a specialist, who told him the reason.
如果换作是你的话，你会不会比较安心一点？至少原因知道了，应该可以解决吧。
And so once you find out the cause, don't you feel better?
医师建议说你这个要住院治疗。
And so the doctor said, you need to be hospitalized.
结果他愿意听从专家的指示啊。
And so he was willing to listen to the advice of the specialist.
我们不要自己下判断，我们要听专家。
And so we don't make our own choices, but we follow diagnosis of a specialist.
住院的第一天呢。
And so on the first night of a hospitalization.
医师跟护理师来，从脚底开始帮他打石膏。
And then doctor and the nurses put on a cast for him.
你们知道那个石刀打到哪边吗
？And you know how they put on a cast?
他说从脚底一直打到胸部这里呀、
啊。They put a cast on him from the foot of the bottom of his foot all the way to his chest.
我第一次听过石膏有这种打法的。
I've never heard of someone putting a cast like that.
他还做见证说他很感谢这个医生很好心。
And in his testimony, he said he thanked God for the good intentions of the doctor.
因为医生前面后面开个洞，让他容易大小便。
Because the doctor drilled two holes, one in the front, one in the back, for him to for he can use the bathroom.
我想打过石膏的人都知道那很不舒服。
I believe those of us who have cast know how uncomfortable it is.
可是对这个年轻人来讲，这个不舒服是可以忍受的。
But for this young man, this uncomfortableness was able he could bear it.
因为这个不舒服是为了让我后来更舒服啊。
Because the momentary uncomfortableness will cause him to be comfortable later on.
就好像很多人在世界上打拼。
For example, people work hard.
为什么我是忍受现在的辛苦？
Why do they toil so hard now?
因为我对这辛苦之后有盼望。
Because there's a hope after this toil is done.
盼望好好的退休。
That they hope they can retire.
盼望一个更好的生活。
They want a better life.
所以我可以忍受现在的辛苦啊。
So I can bear the momentary suffering.
所以你看这个年轻人他心里面乐不乐观
And so do you think this young man was optimistic in his heart?
他真的很乐观而且充满盼望
And so of course he was filled with optimism and hope
他问说医师这个要躺多久
And so he asked the doctor how long should he be hospitalized
医师说有可能要超过一个月
And the doctor said over a month
就他整整在医院里面躺了快两个月
And so he was actually hospitalized for
那天医师说可以了啦把这些拆掉
And so the doctor said we can remove the cast now.
带着助手来把这些行政石膏都拆掉了。
And so they cut through the cast and removed the cast.
你看这个年轻人心里多高兴。
And so the young man was so happy.
专家给我的建议，解决的方式。
That the specialist gave me a suggestion that solved the problem.
而且我的态度这么乐观。
And my attitude has always been optimistic.
我这么配合。
I work with the doctor.
拆完之后，医师说你可以起来走了。
And so after the cast was removed, the doctor said you can get up and walk.
我没有办法动啊。
But now he could no longer move.
他没办法动了。
He was unable to move.
他说他从这个时候开始跟床打下契约。
He said that now he made an agreement, a covenant with the bed.
他从此每天躺在床上跟植物人一样都不能动。
And so he was like an invalid, lying in bed, unable to move.
又不能躺在医院花钱啊。
He could not, lying in bed in the hospital would cost money.
抬回家去被自己的老母亲照顾17年。17年。
So instead, he was taken home, and his mother took care of him for 17 years.
各位，我们现在如果五六十岁的躺十七年，有什么感受？
If we were 50 or 60 years old and we were bedridden for 17 years, how would you feel?
二十岁人生要刚开始黄金阶段，对不对？
But for a 20-year-old person to be bedridden for 17 years in his golden years.
人生所有的希望啊，你期望的婚姻、事业、朋友，全部都没有啦。
And all your hopes of a family, marriage, friends, all gone.
他用华文说，那个契约是哭泣的泣啊。
And so he cried a lot.
而且家里面呢，穷到什么地步呢？
And so how poor was his family?
妈妈每天工作要养他，每天要照顾他。
And the mother had to take care of him and sustain his life.
他每天躺在那个床上，床底下只有一个草席。
And so he just had a straw mat underneath him.
破了又长虫又发霉。
And then the straw mat was broken, and then it would get there would be bugs, and it would get moldy.
躺在那里十七年，总共只换过三张草席。
But during this the 17 years, he only changed his mat 3 times.
乐观这个时候能解决什么事吗？
So what can optimism solve in the moment like this?
有一天。他家里面一个婶婶来拜访他。
And so one time, his aunt came to visit him.
然后我们这个，这位赵先生啊，他本来家里面是天主教徒。
So this this person used to be a Catholic.
那这些找去拜访他的婶婶呢、啊，是我们真耶稣教会的同龄。
But this aunt who came to visit him was a member of our True Jesus Church.
那去知道他跟那一样信耶稣的，当然跟他谈一谈信仰，希望他获得安慰啊。
And so of course, felt that it was an opportunity for her to talk about his faith.
就说那你现在这样子，你对主耶稣有什么感受？
And so she asked him, now that you're like this, what feelings do you have?
那我都这样子，还能对主耶稣有什么感受？
But if I'm like this, what can I feel towards Jesus Christ?
他婶婶就告诉他说，哎，我告诉你，我们这个教会不一样。
And so her aunt, his aunt told him, our church, True Jesus Church is different.
一样是信耶稣的。
We also believe in Jesus Christ.
但是我们真耶稣教会是有神同在的教会，是得救的教会。
But it is the church which has the abidance of God. It is the church of salvation.
因为圣经说基督是教会的头。
And so the Bible says that Christ is the head of the church.
又是教会全体的救主。
And it is the salvation of all.
这教会是他的身体。
And so the church is the body of Christ.
以弗所书还说这身体只有一个。
And the body, Ephesians tells us there's only one body.
这真耶稣教会真的是属耶稣的。
And so true Jesus church really belongs to Christ.
所以他有耶稣的灵。
And so he truly has the spirit of God.
他只讲耶稣的话。
And he has, speaks the words of Jesus.
他也效法耶稣，也耶稣的能力跟行为在里面。
And follows after Jesus and has his actions and his deeds.
他就说那有什么跟我们天主教有什么不同呢？
And so he asks, what's the difference between that and our Catholic church?
他的婶婶就跟他介绍两样而已，就是圣灵跟安息日。
And so his aunt told him there's two differences. One is Sabbath, one is Holy Spirit.
其他基督教派没有在守安息的。
No other denominations observe Sabbath.
其他基督教派很少在祈求应许的圣灵的。
And very few people pray for the promised Holy Spirit.
听完这个年轻人心里面觉得很奇怪，可是不知道奇怪在哪里。
And so this young man felt it was strange, but he didn't know why.
有一次，他教会的神父就来拜访他了。
And so one time the priest that came to visit him
from the
Catholic
church. 他就问他神父说：“哎，你有听过真耶稣教会吗？”
And so he asked the priest, "Have you heard of True Jesus Church?"
没想到这个神父没有回答他，就很生气责备他。
Instead of responding to him, the priest rebuked him.
是谁告诉你这个教会的
？Who told you about this church?
那是魔鬼的教会。
That is a church of Satan.
这个年轻人心里没有得到答案呐、啊，你怎么这样讲呢？
And so the young man was not satisfied and said, "How can you answer like this?"
我问你安息日圣灵，你也不回答，就说他不对。
I ask you about Holy Spirit and Sabbath day, and you just say they're wrong.
后来同一个教会里面，另外两个修女来了。
And then two nuns came from the Catholic Church.
这两个修女比较诚实。
And the two nuns were more honest.
这位赵先生就问他说：“你们有听过安息日吗？有听过圣灵吗？”
And so the young man asked them, "Do you know about Sabbath? Do you know about the promised Holy Spirit?"
这两个修女说：“哦，我们知道有安息日。”
And so the nuns said, "Yes, we do know about the Sabbath."
安息日听说是一个礼拜第七天。星期六才对啊。
And so they said, "Oh, Sabbath is the seventh day, so therefore it should be Saturday."
这两位可爱的修女说，对对对，圣经是这样写的。
And then the nun said, "Yes, that is true. That's according to the Bible."
那为什么我们天主教没有这样遵守呢？
And so he asked, "Why does the Catholic Church not obey that?"
因为以前教宗同意要改了，对，教宗说的就是对的。
Because they explained the Pope had changed it, and so whatever the Pope says is right.
那圣灵呢？
What about the Holy Spirit?
哦，那个圣灵没有关系，那个有跟没有都没有关系。
And the Holy Spirit, whether you have it or not, doesn't matter.
哎，这个怎么跟我们从圣经里面读的不一样？圣灵很重要啊。
But that's different from what we read in the Bible. The Holy Spirit is very important.
是得天国基业的凭据。以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 says it is the guarantee of our heavenly kingdom.
所以这个年轻人从他们的口中证实有这件事情，可是他的疑问更大。
And so these came out of the words of the mouth, but his question was even stronger.
他跟自己的妈妈说，我想要去真耶稣教会附近就有，就听听看。
And so he told his mother, I want to go to True Jesus Church just to listen.
他妈妈骂他说，你怎么可以背叛我们天主教呢？不可以再想了。
And so his mother rebuked him, saying, how can you go against the Catholic Church? Do not think about it again.
一直到有一天，他婶婶拜托那附近我们教会的传道去拜访他。
And then one time, his aunt asked a local preacher to go visit him.
去拜访他，跟他谈了之后，这个传道问他一句话：“你想到教会来吗？”
And so the preacher went to visit him and just talked with him and asked him, "Do you want to come to our church?"
年轻人躺在床上说：“传道，你看我这个样子，怎么去教会呢？动都不能动。”
And so the young man said, "Look at me. How can I go to church like
this?" 我妈妈又不想让我去。
And my mother does not want me to go.
传道说：“只要你愿意来，神会帮助。”
And the preacher told him, "As long as you're willing, God will help."
那个时候，每次安息日就有两三个弟兄去把他抬上车，抬到教会聚完会再抬回来。
And so every Sabbath morning, a few brothers would come and carry him into a car, drive him to church, and then afterwards bring him back.
他到属神的教会来，听到这些道理，才明白哇，原来要求圣灵，原来不一样的洗礼。
And so when he came to the church of God, he realized he needed to be baptized.
他心里面很羡慕啊。
And so he admired this very much.
他根本没有期望自己的身体能够再改善啊。
He didn't even have any hope of his body improving.
因为是这样不能动躺了15年啊。
Because he had been bedridden for 15 years.
医疗技术就是这个样子而已啊。
That medical advancement has only reached a certain point.
但是他盼望自己的灵魂能够得救。
But he desired that his soul may be saved.
可是他求圣灵，后来也求了两年之后才得到圣灵。
And he prayed for the Holy Spirit for 2 years before he finally received it.
依然躺在床上被人家搬。
And so he was carried from the bed.
他想要报名洗礼。
And he wanted to apply for water baptism.
可是在台湾东部的洗礼要抬到太平洋里面去。
And so the east region of Taiwan needs to carry them into the Pacific Ocean.
我上个礼拜在旧金山的太平洋教会啊。
Last week I was in San Francisco at Pacifica Church.
那个走到海边十分钟。
Just a 10-minute walk from the church.
我看一看这边的太平洋好像比较温柔一点。
I feel that the Pacific Ocean is more gentle on this side of the ocean.
台湾东部那个太平洋的海浪是很大的啊。
But on the Taiwan side of the Pacific Ocean, the waves are much bigger.
所以他想说，那我不能动，万一被抬进水里面，不小心吃到水溺死了怎么办？
He's worried that if he's carried into the water and he drowns inside while baptizing.
正在这样犹豫的时候，有一天晚上他做梦。
And while he was doubting, he had a dream one night.
他梦见他站在一个很高的山下。
He dreamt that he was standing on top of a mountain.
有一个声音叫他站起来爬上山。
And the voice told him stand up and climb the mountain.
他已经在床上躺太久，躺到连在梦里面都在躺，不能动了。
He had been bedridden for so long that even in his dream he was still bedridden.
可是那个声音叫他站起来，他真的站起来，直接爬上山顶啊。
But the voice told him to stand up, and he really did stand up in the dream and climb up the mountain.
他好高兴。
And he was so joyful.
他看到一片不一样的景色。
He saw a completely different.View.
其实圣经说真正属神的圣山在哪里？
And so the Bible asks, where is the true mountain of God?
旧约经文神又叫我们要上这山取木料建筑神的殿。
And so we are to climb this mountain and establish the house of God.
亲爱的朋友，你知道吗？这个山是属灵的山。
And you realize this is the mountain of God, a spiritual mountain.
这个山就是神的教会。
And this mountain is the church of God.
上面的木料就是神赐给我们的真理。
And the materials of the church are the truth that he gave us.
取这木料要建这殿，这殿就是我们在座的基督徒，神的圣殿。
And so these things are the materials in which we are to build the holy temple with.
他爬上山正觉得很高兴的时候，哇，看到山旁边一个峭壁很高，面临大海。
And then as he was enjoying the view, he realized there was a cliff right next to him leading into the ocean.
他突然觉得有点害怕，万一掉下去就死了。
He was worried that if he fell off the cliff, he might die.
没想到后面有一双手突然把他一推，他从山顶直接往下掉，掉好久，掉到海啊。
And so behind him, someone pushed him, and then he fell into the ocean.
他以为他要淹死了。
He thought he would drown.
结果没想到一直沉，他终于忍不住吸了口气。 怎么是这么新鲜这么好的空气啊
So as he was sinking deeper into the ocean, finally he could not hold his breath any longer. He breathed it in and instead of water, he felt fresh air.
他浮起来了，他活了。
And so he floated back up and he lived.
他甚至还能游泳。
And he started swimming.
他从梦里面醒过来。
And he woke up from his dream.
他觉得这是主耶稣在鼓励他。
He felt this was an encouragement from Lord Jesus Christ.
他决心要报名洗礼。
And he determined to
baptize himself. 洗礼那一天，教会把他抬到海边，抬进海里去洗礼。
And so they that day they carried him into the ocean to baptize.
他已经17年不能动了。
For 17 years he was paralyzed.
可是就在洗礼完要上来的时候，他跟旁边人说：“我要下来走。”
And then, but when he was coming out of the water, he told the person next to him, I want to get up and walk.
他是这样频频被抬进海里面洗礼完，自己一个人走上来。
And so he was carried into the water for baptism, but he walked out by himself.
开始了一个新的生命。
He started a new life.
大家想想看，17年的问题，医学没办法解决的。
And if you think about it, for 17 years, this problem existed and no medical advancement could help.
就在那一秒钟，他得到了新的生命。
But in that one second, he found new life.
各位，我们想想我们所读这段经文的这个妇人跟这位赵弟兄。
And if we think about this woman that we read about in the Bible and this Mr. Zhao,
他们的问题存在多久了？
How long did their problems exist?
我相信我们生命当中的某些问题也可能存在了一年、三年、十年以上。
I believe many of us deal with issues that have been around for 1 year, 3 years, maybe over a decade.
我们或许也曾经放在祷告里面，因为这样求主耶稣求了很久。
And maybe these are things we have put in our prayers and prayed to God for a very long time.
甚至我们曾经想过，或许主耶稣不想解决我这个问题了，我不再祷告了。
And maybe we feel that, Jesus does not want to solve this problem for me. I do not want to pray anymore.
但是他们两个生命有转机，在一瞬间，我们也可以的。
But for these two, their lives changed within a moment, and it can be the same for us.
我们看他们是怎么有转机。
And let's see what the turning point is.
刚刚马可福音五章二十七节到二十九节，大家可以再看一下。
If we look back at Mark chapter 5, verse 27 to 29,
我们发现无论是这个妇人也好，还是赵弟兄也好。
Regardless of whether it's this woman or Mr. Zhao,
要得到恩典跟新生命之前
before they receive grace and a new life,
他们都是先听到了耶稣的名
they heard about the name of Jesus.
他们或许听过别人怎么形容这个耶稣
and maybe they heard before a description of Jesus.
知道他有能力赶鬼
they know that he has the ability to cast out demons.
知道他能医病
he can heal the sickness.
知道他能医好绝症
he can heal the people who are ill.
甚至使死人复活
and even cause people to resurrect from the dead
还有不可思议可以控制大自然的力量
he can even control nature
也或许他听到的不是这些是有关于耶稣口中所讲的一些道理
what they heard was the word spoken by Jesus
听到了之后要有什么反应呢
and so after hearing about it what kind of reaction did they have
就像各位朋友今天你来听到的都是别人的故事
And so, for example, you've all come here and you heard stories about others.
重要的不是这些故事啊。
What's important is not the stories.
重要是你现在跟他们一样听到了，你的反应有跟他们一样吗？
The important is when you hear these stories, is your reaction the same as them?
这个妇人听到了，她放在心里面，她想相信。
And so this woman heard of it, and then she put in her heart and she believed.
我们来看旧约圣经诗篇一百四十七篇十一节。
And if we look at Psalm 147, verse 11.
诗篇一百四十七篇十一节
Psalm 147 verse 11
主喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人 Amen
And so the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him in those who hope in his mercy
这里所说的这一位主就是我们这几天一直跟大家介绍那一位天上独一创造天地与生命的神
And so the Lord is referring to the Jesus Christ whom we have been introducing for the past few days.
这一节说这一位他喜爱什么样的人呢
And so here it talks about what kind of person does the Lord take pleasure in.
第一个敬畏他的
Those who fear him.
第二个盼望他慈爱的
And those who hope in his mercy.
好朋友你坐在这里你听到这些你心里面对他有盼望了吗
And so if you hear his words, do you have hope in him?
还是你只觉得那是他们能得到的，我不一定能够得到啊。
Or do you feel these people in the story they received it, but I will not receive it?
因为我不想再失望了，所以我不想再盼望了。
Because I don't want to be disappointed again, I don't want to hope anymore.
不对，这个妇人，她把她所听到的放在她心里面。
And so this woman took what she heard and put it in her heart.
把她的新的盼望建基在耶稣基督的慈爱上。
And so she placed her hope in the mercy of Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然没有人告诉她，她心里面已经这样想的。
And so even though nobody told her, she must have thought in her heart.
也是耶稣在2000年前说过的一句话。
It is also a phrase that Jesus has spoken 2000 years ago.
在人是不能的。
That it is impossible among men.
在神凡事都能。
But in God, all things are possible.
不管你曾经付出多少时间。
And no matter how much time you have spent.
不管你已经经过多少努力。
And no matter how diligent you were.
或许你已经不再有期待了。
Or maybe you have no more expectations.
但是现在呢？
But what about now?
重要的是现在。
The most important thing is right now.
小弟听过一个故事。
I heard a story.
有一个父亲。
There's a father.
他有个三岁的儿子。
He has a three-year-old child.
他想培养他的儿子学习钢琴跟音乐。
He wanted to train his child in, to play piano and other music.
他送他的儿子去钢琴老师那里，刚学了不到两三个月。
And so he sent his child to a music teacher and played for 2 or 3 months.
这个儿子刚学会一个最简单的乐曲，他只会用一两根手指头弹。
And so he learned a very simple melody, and so he can only play with two fingers.
可是这个父亲等不及了，他想要培养他的音乐细胞。
And so this father was too excited. He wanted to raise a musical prodigy.
他听说有一个钢琴大师到附近的城市来办演奏会。
He said heard that there was a very famous pianist who was coming locally to play a concert.
他花了钱去买两张第一排的票。
And so he paid for front row tickets to the concert.
那一天带着他三岁的儿子去听演奏会。
And so he took his three-year-old child to go listen to the concert.
他们比较早到，坐下来。
And they arrived very early and sat down early.
这时候这父亲的身上的手机响了起来。
And suddenly, the father's phone started to ring.
他觉得在第一排讲电话不礼貌，所以他叫儿子乖乖的坐在那里，他到去后面接个电话。
And so, he felt it was impolite to answer the phone in the front row, so he told his son to sit still as he goes to the back of the room to answer the phone.
过了一些时间，这个父亲回到座位，发现他的儿子怎么不见了。
And then after he hung up, he came back to his seat and he noticed his son was gone.
旁边的观众都已经渐渐进了他们的座位就位。
And then, other people started to come into the rows.
这个时候灯光渐渐暗了下来。
And then, the lights started to dim.
前面的布幕，舞台的布幕开始慢慢拉了上来。
And then slowly the orchestra started to rise up.
大家突然看进去啊，这个父亲他还是到处在找他的儿子，找到后面去了。
And everyone noticed that the father was looking everywhere for his son.
大家突然发现，舞台上那个钢琴的椅子上有两只小脚在那边甩啊甩啊。
They noticed on the stage the piano had there were two little feet that were swaying back and forth.
大家觉得很奇怪的时候，怎么听到了好像有人在弹钢琴
？And then he heard that someone playing the piano.
那个小小的朋友用他刚学会的两只手指头在按着他会的那个旋律。
And then so the three-year-old child was playing the piano with the melody that he knew with his two little fingers.
大家正在想说是谁没有管教好自己的孩子呢
？And so everyone's wondering who didn't take care of that child.
也是好奇等一下那个钢琴家会怎么反应呢
？And they were all wondering how would this pianist respond.
这时候前面的交响乐团的舞台也慢慢升起来了。
And then slowly the orchestra in the front started to rise up.
他们突然发现那里有个小朋友。
And they all noticed there's a little kid up there.
而且那个小朋友弹奏专心到根本没有发现布幕。拉上来坐满的人交响乐团也出来没有发现
and the child was so focused on playing piano he didn't notice there was a whole audience and an orchestra waiting for him
因为他这辈子没有弹过这么好的钢琴太好听了
because in his whole life he never played on such a professional piano
这时候旁边一个穿着燕尾服礼服的男士走出来
and so there was the pianist that coming out in his tuxedo
是那个 piano master
as the piano master piano master
他走到小朋友的旁边
，and so he walked next to the child，
带着微笑，
and he
跪他说 ，May I play with you？
And he asked, May I play with you？
那个小朋友继续弹，开始甩他，点一点头。
The young child kept playing and just said, Okay。
这个钢琴家跑到旁边坐下来
，and so the piano master sat next to him。
他跟交响乐团做一个记号
，and so he signaled to the orchestra。
他叫小朋友说：“你继续弹，不要停。”
And so he told the child to continue playing, do not stop.
他在旁边开始依着他的旋律弹奏了一个非常美妙的交响乐的篇章。
And so he started to play and harmonize with the young child.
他竟然顺着那个旋律弹奏出了贝多芬的命运交响曲。
And he was able to play some music from Beethoven.
小朋友还是只能会那几个音符而已。
Of course, the three-year-old child was still playing
his melody. 旁边的交响乐团都加入演奏了。
And then the orchestra joined in.
大概几分钟之后停了下来。
And then they stopped after a few minutes.
这个钢琴家拉着小朋友的手，跟大家一起鞠躬谢幕。
And then the piano master took this three-year-old child, and then they bowed.
台下的人响起了热烈的掌声。
And then there was a standing ovation from the audience.
那爸爸本来站在最后看紧张的要命，现在流下了感动的泪水。
The father who had been looking and so anxious in the beginning was now shedding tears.
各位亲爱的朋友
，and so beloved friends，
你知道吗？我们每个人都在弹奏自己生命的乐章。
All of us, we are playing out the music of our lives.
我不知道你觉得自己弹得怎么样。
I don't know how you feel you're playing.
有些人比较会弹。
Some play better than others.
有些人比较不会弹。
Others do not know how to play.
有些人觉得自己弹得还不错。
Some people feel they're playing very well.
有些人觉得我弹到现在真是太糟糕了。
Others feel that I've played to a point where it's too bad.
可是请让我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
其实你可以不用一个人自己一直这么辛苦弹下去。
But you do not need to continue playing music by yourself.
钢琴有大师，钢琴有演奏大师。
Oh, and the piano has an orchestra.
生命有生命的大师。刚才那一首赞美诗不是写他是 master 吗
？And so there's a master, and then so life has also its master.
你可以不用再靠自己的双手。
And so you do not need to trust in your fingers only.
只要你愿意，你可以让他的双手加在你的双手旁边或上面。
And so as long as you're willing to let someone else put his hands over yours.
耶稣基督要问你一句话。
And Jesus is asking you a question.
May I play with you?
May I play with you?
你知道吗？最糟糕的乐曲在他的弹奏之下。
Even the worst music playing, being accompanied by him,
还有他的交响乐团
as well as his orchestra,
就是天上地下所有神的使者以及仆人
and so all on heaven and earth, whether it's the angels or his servants,
要来帮助你把你生命的乐章弹出另外一篇美妙。
They want to take your the music of your life and make it a wonderful music.
这有时候是靠我们自己办不到的。
This is not something that we can do on our own.
就像这个妇人一样。
Just like this woman.
她找到了那个关键。
She found what was critical.
她的生命本来是破掉的。
Her life had originally been broken.
但是她听到耶稣，她想要来接近耶稣。
But when she heard about Jesus, she wanted to draw closer.
她希望借由这一个恩典的大师，她的生命可以得到转变。
And so she wanted to meet this master of grace and have a change in her life.
我们再想一想，为什么刚才看到经文，她夹在众人当中，在后面偷偷来接近。
And so for this woman in this verse, she had been in the back, but she pushed through the crowd to draw near.
怎么没有像其他人呢？在路边大喊耶稣啊，救救我
！And not like those on the roadside who cry out, Lord, save me.
怎么没有像其他经文讲的那个广会堂的，还差人去请耶稣来
？Like those the ruler of the temple who invited Jesus to his house.
你要知道啊，这个妇人她自卑啊。
This woman was insecure.
她得的血漏症在犹太人的条例里面是不洁之症。
For her blood flow of 12 years, it made her unclean according to the law.
没有经过人家的允许，不能靠近众人，不能碰触其他东西的。
And so, without any approval, she cannot touch the people.
甚至没有经过允许，你擅自碰别人，别人是可以用石头打死你的。
And without approval, if you touch anyone, they can stone you to death.
她不知道耶稣愿不愿意。
She was not sure whether Jesus was willing or not.
她不知道其他人愿不愿意。
She was not sure whether anyone else was willing or not.
她太想要得到耶稣了。
But she desired Jesus so much.
她挤在众人当中，偷偷摸摸的从后面来，拼命想我只要摸到他就好。
And so she pushed through the crowd, thinking all I have to do is touch Jesus.
就好像今天在座的某些朋友。
And just like those of us sitting here today,
你可能会这么想。
And maybe you may be thinking,
对啊，你讲的耶稣很好，没有错。
That yes, Jesus, you talk about so great.
可是他这么伟大，这么圣洁。
But he's so high and mighty.
我不是基督徒啊。
I am not a Christian.
我在他眼中有罪。
I have sin in my life.
我的祷告他会听吗
？Will he hear my prayers?
他会接纳我吗
？Will he accept me?
他会完成我的心愿吗
？Will he give me and fulfill my request?
就像这个妇人一样。
Just like this woman.
好啦。他摸到了
，and so she touched，
他生命当中那苦水的泉源变成甜水的泉源。
And so the endless flow of blood now became an endless flow of sweet waters.
各位，他有没有得到新的生命？
Did she not gain a new life?
有，他生命最大的困境突然解决了。
The greatest affliction in her life was suddenly resolved.
你看看，他转身就要走。
And she turned around to leave.
他满足了。
And she was satisfied.
他得到他想要的。
She received what she wanted.
她不贪心。
She was no longer greedy.
她转身要默默地离开。
She wanted to quietly, secretly leave.
而且我们发现这个事迹最后用很多文字在描写耶稣的一个反应。
And so, there are many words to describe the reaction of Jesus Christ.
耶稣觉得有能力从身上流出去的，他就问了一句话。
And so, Jesus felt that power had gone out of him, and so he asked.
他说是谁摸了我的衣裳呢？
And who touched my clothes?
我请问大家，你们认为耶稣是不知道才问，还是知道才问的？
Do you think Jesus asked because he didn't know, or do you think he asked because he knew?
感谢主，我看到不少人在点头。
So some people are saying yes.
你们发觉你们比他旁边的这些门徒更聪明。这些门徒还不知道耶稣为什么这样问啊。
And so the disciples around him did not even know why he asked.
他们还在讲那种风凉话，你们听见？
And so they asked this question.
哦，老师，这么多人在挤，你还问说是谁摸你的？这老师，你问的有点莫名其妙啊。
And so you see the multitude thronging around you, so your question is a little ridiculous.
我认为耶稣知道。
But I believe Jesus knew.
耶稣知道万人的心。
Jesus knows the hearts of all men.
什么事是谁摸他？他一开始就知道了。
He is already very clear on who touched him.
你看他在雅各集旁边遇到那个妇人，连他五个丈夫都能够讲出来，有没有发觉？
And you know, he encountered the woman at the well. He knew that she had five husbands before.
那既然他知道，主耶稣为什么还问？
So if Jesus knew, why did he ask?
亲爱的朋友，他问是为了你问的。
He asked for the sake of you.
也是为了我问的。
And he asked for me.
也是为了他旁边那些不知道的门徒来问的。
He also asked for the sake of the disciples around him.
主耶稣问的目的是什么？
And what is the purpose in asking?
是为了加倍的赐福。
It is to add more blessings.
请记住这几个字，加倍的赐福。
It'd be multiple of blessings.
神，我们希望从神得到福气。
That we hope to receive grace from God.
今天你要听清楚，神不只要赐给你心中所想的，他还要赐给你心中从来都没有想过的。
So God not only wants to give you what you desire in your hearts, but he wants to give you what you do not desire in your hearts.
其实整本圣经一直在强调这个，大家有发现吗？
And so the whole Bible is emphasizing this.
来，我们来看一下旧约以赛亚书六十一章第六节。
And so if we look at Isaiah chapter 61 verse 6.
以赛亚书六十一章六节。
Isaiah chapter 61 verse 6.
你们倒要称为主的祭司，人必称你们为我们神的仆役，你们必吃用列国的财物，因得他们的荣耀自夸。第七节
Verse 7.
你们必得加倍的好处，代替所受的羞辱，粪中所得的喜乐必代替所受的凌辱，在境内必得加倍的产业，永远之乐必归于你们。 Amen。 好，大家时间不够了，再回去看这里面重复两三次加倍，有没有？
And so here these verses repeat two or three times double portion.
小弟告诉各位，这个不是在讲两千多年前的事而已。
So this is not talking about what happened 2,000 years ago.
因为这里说你们必称为主的祭司。
And it says you shall be named the priest of the Lord.
我告诉你，这句话在旧约不适用的啊。
This is not meaningful in the Old Testament time.
旧约能做主的祭司只有利未支派的人才可以，大家知道吗？
Because only the Levites were worthy to be were able to be priests.
这里是对所有听到的人讲。
But these words were spoken to everyone.
我告诉你，什么时候来信耶稣的人都可以称为神的祭司。
I will tell you when anyone who comes before can become a priest of Jesus.
就是我们新约时代真正的基督徒。
It is the Christians in the new true Christians in the New Testament time.
彼得前书二章九节说，我们是君尊的祭司，还记得吗？
Second Peter chapter 2 tells us that we are royal priesthood.
所以今天的祭司不是只有传道长老执事啊。
And so priesthood is not made of only of the deacons, elders, and pastors.
每一个真正来信耶稣的人都是神的仆人，都是神的祭司。
And so everyone who comes to believe is now a priest.
所以这个也是一个预言的经节。
And so this is a verse of prophecy.
这里强调说神要用荣耀代替羞辱，给我们加倍的产业跟好处，加倍哦。
And so you shall, instead of shame, have double honor. And so it will be double and multiplied.
我们再来看旧约撒迦利亚书九章十二节。
And so if we look at Zechariah chapter 9 verse 12.
撒迦利亚书九章十二节。
Zechariah chapter 9 verse 12.
十二节，你们被囚而有指望的人都要转回宝藏。我今日说明，我必加倍赐福给你们。Amen。啊，这里也一样是这一句话，对不对
？And again, we see this phrase again.
什么叫被囚而有指望的
？What does it mean? Those who are prisoners of hope.
当我们今天还在罪恶的生活当中的时候，我们就是被囚的。
And so, while we were still dwelling in sinners, we are prisoners of hope.
但是我们在这个环境当中，我们对神有指望。
But while we are in this, we're in this point, we still hope in Jesus.
而且我们做出决定有行动了。
And we have made a choice and we act upon it.
我们不只有指望，我们转回宝藏了。
Not only do we have action, but we return to the stronghold.
那个属灵的 stronghold 是什么呢？就是我们的耶稣基督。
And what is the spiritual stronghold? It is Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说加倍的赐福。
And so it says, I will restore double to you.
我们再来看最后一个经节。
And so let's look at the final verse.
新约也是这样讲的。
And this is also recorded in the New Testament.
我们请看罗马书五章十五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 15.
罗马书五章十五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 15.
只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？ Amen。大家看这经文后面也讲到加倍的。
And so here it talks about grace being much more.
原文跟英文是翻成更丰盛的
，and so the it says much more abundant。
可见神的赐福不是只有 double， 是不是
？So it's even more than double。
这就是另外一个经节讲的啊，神要照着运行在我们心里面的大能大力。
And so God wants to work among us in His great might.
成就一切超过我们所求所想的，还记得吗？
To accomplish what is even greater than we can think or imagine.
超过我们原来的预期啊。
Even more than what we have first expected.
超过我们原来的祈求啊。
It is even greater than what we had originally requested.
这是耶稣问那一句话的目的。
And so that is the purpose why Jesus asked this question.
如果那个妇人只是得到了医治的，他就走掉了。
If this woman only found healing and left,
他就没有加倍。
Then she would not have a double portion.
主耶稣一问说是谁摸我？你看那个妇人的反应。
And so when Jesus asked who touched me, what was her reaction?
恐惧战惊，有没有经文这样写的？
She had fear and trembling.
她为什么恐惧战惊？
Why was she fear and trembling?
因为她还没有真正认识耶稣。
Because she did not know Jesus.
可是她跟你们一样，现在要开始真正认识耶稣。
But just like you, she is beginning to know who Jesus is.
她以为耶稣讲这句话是要责备某个人。
She thought that Jesus said this so he was going to rebuke somebody.
是要谴责那个没有经过他同意就碰触他的人。
To rebuke the one who did not gain his approval to touch him first.
就好像我们以为我们不配得到这个恩典，主耶稣真的会给我吗？
Just like us, we feel that we may be unworthy of Jesus Christ. Will Jesus really care for us?
可是他做出了正确的决定。
But she made the right choice.
即使被收回去，本来就是我不对。所以她趴在耶稣面前，谦卑的趴在那里。
And so she knew she felt she had done wrong, and she bowed down before Jesus because she thought he would take it away.
把她所经历的都见证出来。
And so everything that she had experienced, she told him.
然后耶稣对她讲最后一句话，头两个字最重要。
And so Jesus said two final things to her.
当她见证完之后，女儿。
He called her a daughter.
女儿。
Daughter.
你们知道她变成谁的女儿了吗？
Whose daughter did she become?
她本来只是一个社会边缘人。
She was a castaway in society.
被大家看不起跟排斥的。
Everyone despised and was prejudiced against her.
这个时候，因她回来，主耶稣给她加倍、三倍、更丰盛的福气，叫做女儿。
And so when she returned, she had a double, triple portion, and God, Jesus called her daughter.
她从这个时候开始得到一个比律卡宝贵百万倍的东西，叫做天国的身份。
And so she, at this moment, she received something even more better than a green card status. It is now a citizen of heaven.
你的信救了你。
That your faith has made you well.
女儿。
Daughter.
你们愿意来成为神的儿女吗？
Are you willing to become the child of God?
我们或许所求的是现在的事。
And maybe we are requesting things that matter now.
但是耶稣基督答应要给你新的生命。
But Jesus Christ wants to give you a new life.
谦卑、认罪、 归向他。
Humble yourselves, repent, and return to Him.
他要赐给你超过你心中所想所求的。
He wants to give you something even beyond what you have asked for.
甚至是永永远远的将来。
And that is an eternal future.
以上见证。
And so we conclude.
我们一起来唱诗。
So let's sing a hymn.
赞美诗96首。
Let's sing hymn 96.